Hallelujah, 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 glory to your name, God, glory to your name, God, glory to your name, God. Oh God, we bow before you today, Lord God. We reverently lift you up, God. We come before you right now, God, in a posture of humility towards you, Lord God, because nobody else, Lord God, can compare to you, Lord God. And we know, Father God, we are nothing without you, Lord God. And we just want to praise and worship you in spirit and truth, Father God. We want to come before you right now, Lord God, to express our love and gratitude unto you, God, because we appreciate you so much, Lord God. Oh God, you have been there for us in so many ways. You have done so much for us, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, we owe you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God, and that's what you have created for us to do, Lord God, to praise and worship you, God, so we give that unto you right now, God, holding nothing back from you, Lord God, but just simply reverencing you, Lord God, because we are in awe of you, God. Lord, you are so profound, and we thank you, Lord God, for enlightening us and showing us your glorious and marvelous ways, Lord God, allowing us to see the light, Lord God. We want to say thank you for making us in your truth, Lord God, and giving us a pure and sincere heart, Lord God, and exposing everything inside of our heart that's not like it, so that our hearts will not be tainted. We thank you on today, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, to want to even obtain your truth and maintain in your truth, Lord God, and be consistent in keeping it, Lord God, because your word says that we love you, we'll do these things, and we love you, Lord God, and we just want to please you, Lord. Oh God, we bless your name on today. We lift you up and exalt you, Lord God, because we know there's nothing and nobody bigger or greater than you, Lord God. Oh Lord God, we exalt you on tonight, God. We lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up, Lord God, and we glorify your name, Lord God. Oh Lord God, we just want to honor you on tonight, Lord God, because you are the shining light within our lives, Lord God, and you are making all things beautiful for us, Lord God. We want to say thank you. You thank you on tonight, Father God, because you took all the broken things and put them back together, Father God. You took all the ugly, Father God, and you made it beautiful. You took all the sad, Lord God, and gave us joy, Lord God, and we want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, because everything that needs to be restored, you're restoring it, God. Everything, Father God, that was out of place, you're putting it in place, Lord God. And you're orchestrating, Lord God, and organizing it, Lord God, according to your will, your purpose, and your plan. And we thank you, Father God, for your grand master plan, God. We thank you, Father God, for the plan that you have for us, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, it's of good and not of evil. And we thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see the truth in that, Father God, and that us not believing the lie of the enemy, Lord God, thinking that you want us to be destroyed and in a place of destruction and sadness and depression, God, when you, Father God, want us to be in love and joy on today. When we know, Lord God, you want us to prosper, Lord God, and in your truth, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Father God, for showing us your word, and that we know that your word is true, that we can stand on it, God, giving us that grounding and rooting and anchoring in your word that we need to have, God. We want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for enlarging our hearts, Lord God, to take in your word and those things that are of you even more, Father God. Oh, Lord God, we give you our gratitude on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the courage and bravery and confidence, Lord God, of showing our reflection in the mirror, Lord God, to see ourselves and accepting the truth, that your truth may abide in us, Lord God, that you may be able, Father God, to make us in our proper place in you, which is good. Oh, Lord God, we want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God, because we know, God, there's no other way that it could have been done but by you, God. It's nothing that we can do on our own, Lord God. It's because of you, Lord God, and we reverence you on tonight, Lord God. We glorify your name and lift you up. We exalt you on tonight, Lord God. You are truly glorious and marvelous in all your ways, and we just want to give you our gratitude on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we don't have to have a special occasion to tell you thank you, Lord God, because your word says we ought to rejoice and give you thanks always, God. On tonight, we at your people, we give you thanks on tonight, and our gratitude and appreciation, Father God, because you have done so much for us, Lord God, and we appreciate you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you kept us through the storms. You are our safety net, Lord God. You even our raft, Father God, and our life jacket, Father God. You helped us to weather through that storm, Lord God. Even when we cried out, Lord God, remove the storm, you gave us the strength to go through it, so that even we would know we were stronger than we thought we were, God. We want to say thank you, Lord God. You gave us victory, Lord God, and we thank you and stay, Father God, because that victory came when you sent Jesus. Oh, God, that's the greatest gift that you have given us, God, out of sincere love that you have for us, God, the compassion that you have for us, God, the understanding when you gave us the gift of Jesus Christ and his life, when he died on the cross for us, God. We want to say thank you for the sacrifice that you made and the price that you paid for us, God, that we may be free on today, Lord God, that we may live in the abundance of life, Father God, that we may be able to rejoice in truth.
Father God, to make a team of God to overcome, Father God, to be the overcomers and walk in victory, God. Well, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for the access to freedom and that you make it available to all of us, Lord God. Those who are willing, Lord God, to choose to be free, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for making us free, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for showing us the things, Lord God, that will cause us not to be in a place of freedom, Lord God, that we may be able to be careful, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we can't tell you enough on tonight how much we appreciate you, Lord God, for what you are doing in our lives, God, ordering our footsteps and directing our path. We want to say thank you on today, Father God, because we don't even know which way to go or how to get there without you, God. You are our navigation through this life, and we thank you today, Father God, that you have given us a heart to choose to follow you. To follow you, God, and endure and press through, Lord God. And to know, Father God, that our suffering and afflictions is not in vain, because we are suffering for you. For Christ's sake, we just want to say thank you on today, because we know that we have a greater reward. Oh, Lord God, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you on tonight, God. And we give you the glory and praise and honor as we lift you up and exalt you, Father God. Oh, God, we give praise unto your name tonight, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord God, we don't know where we would be, Father God, what we would do without you. If it had not been for you on our side, Father God, we don't want to even think about where we would have wound up, God. But we thank you that you never leave us or forsake us, God. Even when we, Father God, get to a place where we probably get stubborn or stand still, Lord God. And now move our feet, you are always there, Lord God. Your arms are always open wide unto us, God. And your love right there outpouring unto us. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing has separated your love from us. But it continues, Father God, to run after us, God. We thank you, Father God, for the downpour of your love that's filling us up on today, Lord God. To know, Lord God, that we, Father God, are chosen by you, God. That we are loved by you, Father God. That we are a part of, Lord God, your family, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the outpouring of your love and your spirit, God. That we may be able, Father God, to reciprocate that love to one another, Father God, just as your word commands us to love our brothers and our sisters, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for perfecting that love in us and teaching us how to love our brothers and our sisters, God, as you teach us how to love you on today, God, because we know, God, we don't have the love of you, God. We have nothing. So we thank you today, Father God, for giving us what we need in you on today, that we may be able, Father God, to properly communicate and commune with one another, Father God, that we may be able, Father God, to stand through the trials and tests and the adversities, Lord God, and even the things the enemy may bring up against us, Lord God. We just want to say thank you on tonight, God, because we would not know how to stand or withstand without you, Lord God. If you had not allowed us experience and encounter those things, Father God, we would not know. So we thank you for the teaching, God. We thank you for the learning. We thank you for the experience, Father God, that we no longer, Father God, go back to the past, God, but we reflect and look back at how far you have brought us from, Lord. And you have brought us from a mighty long way. We want to say thank you, God. We owe it all to you, God. We give you credit where credit is due, God, because we did not make it this far without you. We thank you, Father God, for growing us and teaching us in our faith in you, God, that we would trust you, Lord God, and not lead to our own understanding, God, and that we may continue to acknowledge you in all of our ways, God. We want to say thank you, Lord God, because again, Father God, without you, God, we know nothing, Lord God. We know nothing. We thank you, Father God, for what you are instilling on the inside of us, God, that we are able to grow and mature in you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, God, for saving us even from our own selves, God. Oh, God, you love us just that much, Lord God. And we tell you that we appreciate you on tonight, Father God, for loving us so, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the power of love. And we thank you, Father God, for teaching us how powerful our love can be, Lord God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, because it's your love. It's your love, Father God. And we thank you that you make it available to us, Lord God. We appreciate you, Lord God. Your love does so much for us, Lord God. Your love heals our hearts. Your love, Father God, restores our joy and our sadness, God. We just want to say thank you. We thank you. We thank you, because your love was Jesus when he died on the cross, Lord. We just thank you for the love that you continually have for us each and every day, God. Oh, God, we have not told you how grateful that we are for your love. We tell you on tonight, we appreciate it, God. We are grateful. And we have not thanked you enough, Father God, for being I am within our lives. We thank you on today, Father God, because we know that nobody else, God, could be for us what you have been for us. And we thank you, Lord God, that you always show up and show out. And you do what you do best, Lord God. We thank you for seeing about us, God, and being so attentive, being so mindful, Father God, not leaving not even a little bitty thing, Father God, unattended to, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for searching the highs and the lows and the in-betweens, Father God, and helping us to deal with everything that's coming at us, Lord God. We want to say thank you, God, because you're giving us a new walk, God, a new talk, a new praise, and a new fight. And we thank you for the newness in you on today, God. Glory to your name, God. A new thought, a new perspective, Father God, a new way of speaking, God. We want to say thank you, God, a new way of loving on today. We want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for the great work that you have begun in each and every one of our lives, God. We appreciate you, Lord God. So on tonight, guys, we give you thanks, Lord God. We want to stand in the gap, Father God, for our brothers and our sisters, Father God, that you may continue to perform that same action within their lives, God. Touch their hearts and touch their minds, God. Transform them into the new, Father God. May they have a heart of acceptance, God, to willingly allow you to transform them into their new, Father God. God, I'm asking on tonight, Father God, that your love would abide within their hearts on tonight, God. If there be anyone, Father God, who be in a place of enragement and anger, Father God, confusion, let your love, Father God, disintegrate all those things, Father God, because we know, Lord God, the love, it conquers all. So, God, I'm asking on today, Father God, that your love, Father God, will conquer all on today, God, and that you may continue, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to express and embrace that individual with that same love, Father God, that may melt away some things and break up some things inside of their hearts on today, Father God. Lord God, I'm asking that your love will touch the minds of your people on today, Father God. They will think of those things that are of you so that their minds can be regulated, God. They may be able to think properly, Lord God, and hear clearly on today, Father God, and be able to see the truth on today, God. Remove the scales off their eyes on today, Father God. They may be able to see the truth, Lord God, and they would not be blind and walking in darkness, God. I'm asking on today, Father God, that you would touch our loved ones, our families, and our friends on today, and change and transform some things in their lives, Lord God, because only you can do it, Lord God. We come before you on today, Lord God, and we ask these things of you, God, because we know that you can, Lord God, and you are able to do it, God. We stand in the gap for our brothers and our sisters, Father God, not only because your word said that we should do so, Father God, but because of love you're putting in our hearts, Lord God. We want to see them win too, God. We want to see them free too, God. We want to see them make it in too, Lord God, and we know only you can do it. So we ask on tonight, Lord God, that you would do it for them on today, Father God. Let them not continue, Father God, to separate and segregate themselves, Father God. Let them not think and believe, Father God, they got to fight this fight on their own when they don't have to, God. Or be stuck in the way, Father God, that leads in the place of going to destruction, God. Touch them on tonight, Lord God. God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you would prick their hearts on tonight, God. That there be some pinhole that you can enter, God, and not the enemy, Lord God. Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus over their hearts and their minds, God. That the enemy will have no more room to enter in, Father God. That it stops somewhere, Father God. And if they cry out to you, Lord God, ask for your help, God. I'm asking on today that they will cry out to you, Lord God, and ask you to help them, God. Ask you to save them, God. Ask you to forgive them, Lord God. Ask you to change them, Lord God. And they no longer want to be that way anymore, Lord God. Oh, God, touch them on today, Lord God, like only you can, Lord God. Touch them on today, Father God, like only your touch can do, Father God. And may they even reach out for one touch of you, God. They may be healed, whole, and complete, God. Oh, God, do it for them on tonight, Lord God, because we know that you're able, Lord God. We know, Father God, because you are the God that can do it sinless of all we can ask, think, or even imagine. And there is nothing too hard or impossible with you, God. So on tonight, God, we uplift our loved ones unto you, Lord God. We uplift our loved ones unto you and put them in your hands, God. We've been bringing to you on tonight, Father God, those, Father God, who may be at odds with us, God, so we can be at peace with one another, Father God, that may have some peace, God. Restore the peace tonight, on Lord God. Restore the peace on tonight, Father God, in the hearts and minds of the people on today. That may come together, Father God, in fellowship, love, and unison for the building of your kingdom as one united front, Lord God. Lord God, I'm asking right now, Lord God, you will touch those individuals on tonight. They will no longer allow the enemy to cause them to be in a place of separation, Lord God, because we know, Father God, when we stand alone, Lord God, we are defeated and divided. But when we stand together, Lord God, there's nothing the enemy can do, Lord God. So, God, we ask, Lord God, that your love, your peace will rest upon your people tonight. Your spirit, Lord God, let your spirit fill on tonight, Father God, because we know when your spirit is in control, Father God, it will help us to have some control and consider and reconsider some things on today, Lord God. So, God, I'm asking that you will move in a mighty way on tonight, Lord God, like only you can do, Lord God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you on tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, for doing it, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you can, you willing, and able to do, God. We thank you. doing tonight, Father God, even in advance for what you're about to do within our lives, God. And we thank you most certainly, all God, for what you have already done for us, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Oh God, on tonight, let your spirit move, God. Let your presence, Father God, remain in this sanctuary, Lord God, and rest upon us as we go forth on tonight, God. And continue, Father God, to consider every prayer, Lord God. Touch all the prayers on the prayer wall, God, and all the prayers on the altar and altar wall, God. And even those prayers inside of our hearts, Lord God, we have not even spoken out, Lord God, and considered them, Lord God. And may we continue, Lord God, to have a heart posture of humility, meekness, and lowness on today, God, and sincerity, that our prayers, Father God, will be able to be answered, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you on today. We bless you, we glorify, we honor you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. We just bless you, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you, Father God. We lift you up over every concern, every problem, every situation that's going on, Father God. God, that we have no control over, God. We have no control, Father God. We can do nothing, God. We just want to lift you up and exalt you, God, and lay everything at your feet, Lord God. Every concern, Lord God. Every situation, every circumstance, Lord God. Every person, Lord God. God, everything, Father God, we just lay it at your feet. We throw it at you, Father God, because we can't do nothing, Father God, and we need you, Lord God. We need your help, Father God, to make the right decisions, Lord God, to keep our mouths shut, Lord God, to be still and know that you are God. We need your help, Father God, to stay planted and rooted in you, God, not to be grow weary, Lord God, not to grow faint, Lord God. We need your help, Father God. We need your strength, Lord God. We need you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to build us up, Lord God. Lord God, we need you, God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord God. We need your help, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. And we ask for you, God, to enter in, Father God. Enter into our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirits. God, even into this flesh, Lord God, we need you, Father God. Oh, we need your word, Father God. We need you to open up your word to us, Lord God, that we can get the full understanding, Father God, that we can receive everything that you have for us in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we don't lean to our own understanding, Father God. Oh, God, that we won't be half doing or partial doing and not doing at all, thinking we're doing right. God, we need your help, Father God, not to walk in self-righteousness and unrighteousness, Lord God. Oh, God, we need your help, Father God, to walk upright before you in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, we need your help. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're asking, God, we're crying out for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, not to be concerned about what people say or what people think, Father God, but to stay on the right road, Lord God. Oh, God, not to veer off, Lord God, nor get weary in our well-doing, Lord God, but our hearts be open, Father God, to hear what your spirit is saying in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're crying out to you, Father God. Oh, God, we're crying out to you, Lord God, that you will open up our understanding, Father God. Oh, God, and if we're not tired, Lord God, if we're not ready, Father God, give us the courage, Lord God, to wait on you and not to put our hands to stuff or get involved, but just to simply wait on you. Oh, God, because you know what's best for us, Lord God. Everything that we have to deal with, everything, God, is to make us and mold us and shape us into who you want us to be, Father God. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to accept, Lord God. Help us to accept it all, God. All the unforgivables. Oh God, all the resentment, the anger and bitterness and all that stuff, Lord God. Give us the courage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release everything, God, that is not of you, Lord God. To bow before you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us the courage, Father God, to let you in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Not pointing the finger or blaming others, Lord God, but taking accountability for our actions, Lord God. Taking accountability for what we have done. And allow you, God, to mold us. Allow you to uproot those things. Allow you, God,
us. Allow you to say yes or no. Allow you to have the authority and the power that you have over us. Oh God, because we know, God, you know what's best for us. And where you're taking us, it's good. And it's an expected end. And you wish that we prosper. You don't want us to die. God, give us the courage to hang on to you until you bless us. Until we go to the next level, the next, God, the next dimension, wherever you try to take us a little bit deeper, take us a little bit deeper, and taking us a little bit higher, prepare our hearts, God, for whatever it is to come, that we don't grow weary and faint, that we don't get shifted, oh God, that we don't go wishy-washy, but we stand firm, God, on your promises, Lord God, oh God, and as you take us in these places, God, there are new challenges and new things, Lord God, oh God, help us to remember everything that you taught us, Lord God. And that we apply it according to your purpose and the plan that you have, Lord God. How you intended it, Lord God, before the foundations of the world. Oh God, that we will open up, Father God, hallelujah, and pour out our hearts, Lord God. Oh God, and not think that we got it all together. Oh God, and just cry out and holler help. Because we don't have it together. We don't know. We're not going to be afraid of the unknown. But we're going to walk in, trusting in you. Knowing, God, that you know what's best. Oh, God, trusting in you. That you have the best thing for us. Trusting in you. Oh, God, our hearts are open right now, Father God. Because we want to see your face. We want to see your good in the land of the living. We want to see you move. Oh, God, we want to see your power and your glory. We want to see the people saved and delivered and made free. So, God, we're asking that your spirit flow throughout all this land. Oh, God, we ask that you touch the hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask it, God, that you will tear down every wall of deception. Every wall of manipulation. Oh God, your blood. No, God, is blood in the eyes of your people, God. Even the stuff within their own self, God, that's causing them to fall short and fall into error, thinking, Father God, the wrong way. Lord God, wrong perceptions, the wrong idea, causing them to bewitch their own selves. God, I'm asking you, God, help. Help, God. Help us, Lord God, to line up with your will. Help us to line up with your word. Help us, God. God, help us, Lord God, that we don't walk around with two faces. Help us, Lord God. Oh, God, to line up. Oh, God, I pray, God. Help us, Lord God, to be holy as you are holy. Help us, God, to be righteous as you are righteous. And we cannot do it on our own, Father God. Purge out everything, God. Purge out everything, even in the mind, God. In the crevices, Lord God, of our heart. Purge it out, God. Uproot everything that's not of you. Oh, God, that is clean to you. And not to the dust, not to the worthless stuff, not to the stuff, oh God, that will perish, but we can cleave to you, God, will never perish. We will have you even until the end of the world. You call us praying. You are always there. You never leave us nor forsake us. Oh God, and we thank you for that. God, help us, Lord God, to turn from our ways. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Open up our eyes that we can see, God. As you read your word, help us to see you. God, let it jump off the pages, Lord God. Oh, God, pray, Lord. Every person, every individual, God. And we all, Father God, oh God, seek first your kingdom. Seek after you. Run after you. Hunger and thirst after you. Oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus. Remove that religious spirit. Remove that compromising spirit. Remove the pride, the honor, know-it-all spirit, haughtiness, anger, resentment, bitterness, malice, hate. Move it all, Lord. And pour your love and compassion, Lord God, inside of you. Your kindness, Lord God. your concern, your love, Lord God, no love like it. Fill us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Fill us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even in our minds, Lord. Fill us, Lord God. Satisfy our souls, Lord. We're looking for love in all the wrong places. We are allowing too much, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to let that stuff go and not carry it into our future. Oh God, I pray, Lord, and I ask God that you enter in. Go to our homes. God, go to our places of worship. Go to our jobs. Go to the schools, Lord God. Allow your spirit to walk through those places and get rid of everything, God, that's not of you. Every spirit that is not of you. Oh, Jesus. Touch the hearts. That we won't be longing, wandering around lost. Lost. And you're standing right there. Can't even see you, God. Help us. Help us, Lord. Make us whole. Make us complete. Make us whole, complete. Help us understand that we are completing you. We are whole in you. Our identity, who we are, is in you. God, we have to stay connected to you. Jesus, sever everything, God, that will try to hinder and pull us away from building a relationship with you.
Only Jesus.
Oh, God, we just bless you and we thank you.
Only Jesus.
Oh, God, we pour out our heart before you. God, let salvation flow. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just bless you. And we thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord. You've done so much, and we want to tell you how much we appreciate you. And we thank you, Lord, that you work everything out for our good. Everything. We thank you, Lord. Because we love you. Every day we're striving to please you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us chance after chance. Thank you for your mercy.